About 150 people filled a back room at Bethel AME Tuesday night to talk about improving the city's poverty-stricken South Side. City officials lead energetic conversations with residents about jobs, healthcare, public safety, and neighborhood development. It is clear a lot of problems exist within the community.
One half of Monroe Street is going to be funded. We get the proposal, the other half won't. That sounds like a mistake to me.
I don't know how many of you all have come to community meetings and are probably tired of going to community meetings and certainly tired of complaining about the same things.
Mayor Andrew Gillum promises city officials will be listening to residents' concerns and trying to fix that community.
And so we want to make tonight an evening where you're not constantly repeating yourself and repeating problems, but we're recording them and then moving quickly towards solutions.
But frustration runs deep among residents here. Longtime residents say they are tired of lengthy conversations that go nowhere. Vernon Paul is among them.
We have seen a lot of plans presented and drawings, and then they are tabled. Then you'll see a new group of planners come over and over. So you really want to get a sense of exactly what's happening and how much longer it's going to be tabled.
Residents worry about high unemployment, inadequate access to health care, and few opportunities to bring major businesses to the South Side. Tallahassee South Side starts from Gaines Street and extends toward Woodville Highway. Longtime resident Gloria Smith says aesthetic improvements to roads look nice, but don't help the people who live there.
I have not seen any improvements in this city as far as a hub is concerned, but no more than some sidewalks, and people need more than sidewalks.
And Commissioner Gil Ziffer says he understands these concerns.
We have focused for the most part on infrastructure improvements, which don't always solve problems. It's helpful, but we have human needs. And like I said, nutrition, healthcare, and jobs. And those are the things that we'll really be focusing on and trying to bring those here instead of asking all these people to come find that somewhere else.
The Leon County Commission was scheduled to attend but withdrew at the last minute. Still, most city commissioners were present. Mayor Andrew Gillum says the city will be considering the input of residents in its financial and developmental planning.
We're taking really constructive notes to take back to the government so that we have a really good reflection of what people consider to be important, and that we can include that thinking as we enter the budgeting process and as we enter the decision-making process going forward.
For WFSU News, I'm D.A. Robin.